Happy New Year, MGTOW. Yeah, it's my first day of 2019, and everything seems to be going well. Except for the fucking weather outside, it's fucking snowing, it just can't stop. We haven't had snow in Albuquerque, New Mexico in a long time. Very cold weather, but snow? No. It's been going swell, because usually when I'm driving in the snow, my Mustang always fishtails it, and today, it didn't do that. I drove quite a ways today, and it did not once, not one goddamn problem. So far, so good, this year has been okay. So, today what I'm going to talk about, I've seen a lot of comments about me in the comments section. I laugh every fucking time, especially if it's negative. I laugh. I don't care what you think about me. I really don't care. I really don't care. But what's bothering me right now is just you guys are calling me insane. I'm not insane. I'm just having fun. And this is my personality. My friends get a kick out of me. You know what I mean? When I'm yapping, they get a fucking kick out of it. They do. A lot of people on my work, they watch my videos and they get a real good kick out of it. They laugh their fucking asses off. And yes, my MGTOW videos are serious, but at the same time, they're supposed to be funny. They are. All my life, people have been calling me a goof. But insane? I'm not insane. I'm gonna tell you what insanity is. Is you cucks out there calling me insane. You cucks out there, I've seen a lot of you simps and cucks out there just fucking around. You know, with these girls, thinking that you're going in and out of relationships, thinking that you have it going on. You don't. All of you. I've seen you guys. There's a couple of cucks that were at my goddamn work. They moved on with their goddamn life. They no longer work with the company, but they think they have it going on. New girlfriend after new girlfriend. What's insane is you're doing the same fucking thing over and over and over and over again, expecting things to change. That's insanity. That's true insanity. And a lot of you simps and cucks out there over here in and out of relationships, don't you understand that love doesn't exist? Don't you understand that? There was a guy that was working at our work, a total idiot. We're like this, one of the guys were talking to him in the back, and then I happened to walk in after doing a job. They're like, Kim, his wife is with his friend right now. And he's black. I was like, so he's black. He's a ladies' man. So? What's that have to do with anything? Well, he's alone. He's a ladies' man. And he's alone with his wife right now while he's at work. You think they're fucking around? Oh, yeah. I said, I don't care if you're... I don't care what race you are. I don't give a fuck. And once I hear the word ladies' man... Oh, no. And sure enough, we found out weeks later, she was fucking around with the dude. Sad story, though, but that same guy that was fucking around with his wife got killed in a car accident not too long ago after that. Maybe like 3 months afterwards. Pretty sad, but, you know. But I told the guy, I was like, he started laughing at me. My wife would never do that. I was like, huh? I was like, have you heard of MGTOW? You obviously haven't because you're fucking married, dumbass. He's like, I guarantee fucking to you, he's fucking around right now with her. I guarantee fucking to you. And I guarantee you, she not only fucks around with him, she fucks around with another guy behind your fucking back. Because that's what she is there for, right? She just stays there and sits around in the goddamn house, right? But what these cucks don't understand, and these simps, they don't understand, is that women don't love you. Women are not born to love. Period. The only thing they love in their life is what they produce. Like, when they have a baby, that's all they care about. They care about the kids that they have. They don't care a fuck about you. She knows very goddamn well she gets pregnant by you and has proof that you're the father. Hell, even if you're not the father, she can go get knocked up by some other guy, say that it's your baby, and then she don't care. She'll take your fucking child support money. She don't care because she knows very well, damn well, she's guaranteed to get it. You gotta understand something here, you guys. You guys are the ones who are insane. I'm not insane. You think I'm insane because I interact with porn stars and exotic dancers and stuff? You think I'm fucking insane and just because of my content, I act silly? So what? That's not insane. I don't go about my life doing the same fucking thing over and over and over again like you fucking cucks out there. I see a lot of you go in and out of relationships. You do the same fucking thing over and over and over and over again, and you think things are supposed to, the results are supposed to change. Haven't you figured it out already that women are not born to love? Why are you going through relationship after relationship? My brother went through 2 divorces already. 2 of them. These fucking women, when you first meet them, they're sweet and kind, and then once they got married, they changed. My brother's first fucking wife, she's insane. You want to know insane? She's insane. She was insane. She's over here trying to attack my mother and everything, and then she's going psycho. She tried to drink a whole bottle of peroxide while she was pregnant with my nephew, and fucking, you know. And then she used to slut shame all these fucking girls who do porn and do mostly exotic dancers. She used to slut shame them all the fucking time. But then what happened? She became an exotic dancer. She's over here slut shaming and talking shit. Yeah, she saw that. She became an exotic dancer because she saw her friend was doing it and she saw how much money she was making. So she saw, well, I'm gonna give this a try right here. She started doing a waitressing topless, and then my brother was pissed off about it. And she saw, oh no, it's I'm innocent. I'm just walking around topless, being a waitress. Doesn't matter. She's over here fucking slut shaming everybody, and then she goes and becomes an exotic dancer. And what does she do? And what does she do? Go and cheat on my brother. That's what the fuck she does. Bullshit. I don't give a fuck what women say. I only give a fuck about what they do. That's what I give a fuck about. Now, me, when I do business with exotic dancers, porn stars, exotic dancers are completely different from porn stars. Porn stars, they are fucking straightforward with you. This one girl I did work with, she did warn me and tell me that she is a felon. She had to let me know that. And I said, what'd you get arrested for? She told me that she stole something from her boyfriend, extremely expensive, went to the pawn shop to go sell it, but she got caught. But at least she was straightforward with me there. And these girls, they are straightforward with you. A lot of them. You guys wouldn't know that, because a lot of you, I know you're not in the adult industry, you don't know that. But I've hooked up with plenty of exotic dancers too. Exotic dancers, they're attention whores. They're just there to take your money. That's it. If you want a show where she strips naked on the goddamn pole or whatever, you want a lap dance, you want entertainment, you gotta pay her, right? Just like these cam girls. She ain't gonna fucking go on with the show if you don't pay her. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that for free? If any girl wants to be a slut for free, she'd be an adult friend finder or something and setting up a date. It's like, all right, fellas, RSVP, if you want to come to the party and fuck the shit out of me, then there. That's how they do it, but exotic dancers are real different. They do. Never date an exotic dancer. You can screw around with one, but never be in a relationship with one, because they'll get bored of you and they'll find the next guy. Just like my fucking brother's ex-wife. And you cucks and simps are fucking insane. You guys are insane. You guys are completely insane. And when my brother got married for the second time, I got pissed off and I told him that he was out of his fucking mind. Also, this relationship is not going to work. So I'm gonna make it work. It's not gonna work. Sure enough, 3 months later, they get a divorce. Because she wasn't the woman that he married. She completely changed. He did not know who the fuck she was anymore. That's just how it is, Sips. That's just how it is, you cucks. That's how it is. And I can't believe how many people I still see get into relationships, committed to one relationship after another. Women are not meant to love you. Period. Get that through your head. Now, that one video I was talking about when me and my friend were playing with the Ouija board, and my true love that was going to supposedly make me happy, and when I spoke to her and I ran into her, I had to let that go. I turned around. Because the way she was talking to me, I know she was going to be the biggest attention whore of all time. She would expect me to pay for everything and all this fucking shit. That's not happy. God knows, I probably could have been fucked. I could have fucked myself by turning my back on her. I could have fucked myself. Because she was telling me that she likes other girls and likes bringing them on other girls into the bedroom. I might have fucked myself there. Possibly all these girls that she so-called brings to the bedroom possibly could be a fucking girl that could just work pretty much for free on the goddamn, do a goddamn porno movie. I could have fucked myself there. You never know. But I don't know. That is not worth the risk. The way women are acting nowadays, I can't believe you goddamn cucks haven't snapped already. You're over here trying to make it work? Why? And don't go, you stupid cucks and you stupid feminist women, you simps out there, stop fucking trying to shame MGTOW. Yeah, like you really have it going on, brother. Yeah, you really have it going on. Going in and out of relationship, with divorce after divorce. Yeah, you really have it going on, buddy. Jesus. Unfucking real. That is insanity. You guys doing the same fucking shit over and over again, and you expect things to change. Yeah, I'm gonna make this work, man. This girl's the one. This girl's the one. Ah, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Annoying. Absolutely annoying. You say I'm fucking insane? You guys are insane. If I'm insane, why are you watching me? Jesus, what? Am I that entertaining to you? Jesus. Good God almighty, man. Oh, you guys think you have it going on. You don't. And a lot of you shame me because you say, oh, you don't get pussy. Fuck you. Yes, I do. Every year when I go to these adult film conventions, I get laid. I don't want to get laid over here in my own hometown because I know how crazy these bitches are. They really are. They're crazy. They're out of their fucking mind. That's insane. I'm not insane, I'm just fucking around here. In my goddamn videos, I'm being fucking serious here. I really am. I'm being fucking serious. But at the same time, I make people laugh. I make people laugh. And you guys have to look at my videos to laugh. That's the whole purpose. Not only I'm being serious here, but you know what? People find my shit hilarious, and I'm glad. You know, there's a lot of ton of fucking MGTOWs out there, you know what I mean? But, you know, you guys much rather listen to them you know, because you think they have it so much together. You don't know that. You don't know that at all. They could just be someone just fucking making things up as they go along, or they're seeing this as an opportunity to make money. I never fucking took in a dime from anybody doing this shit. I never have. The only money I took out of people's hands when they gave it to me is when I was doing my adult films. That was it. Then production stopped and I started building websites and selling them. There's a shit ton of fucking sluts in this goddamn town, but none of them want to show their goddamn face. What's insane too is these fucking women over here fucking sleeping around, hiding, thinking they're not going to get caught and be exposed and slut-shamed. If you're afraid of being slut-shamed, you shouldn't be a slut. Period. Period. Don't be a slut if you don't want to be slut-shamed. If that's what you're afraid of, this is why I like adult performers. This is why I like them. Because they don't give a fuck. They are straightforward. And they make money having sex. So fucking what? And a lot of them, they're not in relationships. A lot of them don't have kids. And a lot of them don't want to be in a relationship. I could see if you guys are dating out there, you little cucks and simps, you're dating just for fun. At MGTOW's date. Some of them do. That's fine. But don't commit yourself to this woman because she's not going to commit to you. Period. Bottom line, don't fall in love, because it's not real. Never was. Women are just out to take your money. Period. I just saw a couple this morning at Walmart yelling at each other across the showroom floor. You call that love? In front of everybody. Yelling and screaming at each other across the showroom floor. Amazing. You call that love? I call it insanity. And you guys think I'm insane? Unfucking real. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off because I had nothing else to say in this topic. So you cucks out there, wake up already. Love is gone. It's been gone for a very, very fucking long time. Just like law enforcement, they don't serve and protect anymore. They harass and they kill and all this fucking shit, and they lie and violate your rights, your constitutional rights. All right? It's like that. I'll be damned if a cop violates my fucking constitutional rights, and I'll be damned if any fucking woman violates me in any fucking way and takes my things. The majority of my things, and leaves me with nothing. Fuck that! I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.